What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Brewski.
Eric Faddis is joining us, former federal prosecutor. We are going to dive into the conversation of Brian Koberger. I'm very curious to get your take on this from an attorney's standpoint. The deadline to provide an alibi came and went. They provided something. I don't necessarily really call it an alibi, but it was simply to the effect of he wasn't there. So it was the Shaggy, it wasn't me argument is what I've been saying. And saying that it's anticipated this evidence may be offered by way of cross-examination of witnesses produced by the state, as well as calling expert witnesses. I think the word may is very important in that statement that was given by Ann Taylor. What do you make of this lack of alibi or very generic statement that was given right at the deadline?
Yeah, it was put, like you said, in a very lawyerly fashion. We're not saying we have an alibi necessarily, but we might, and we're preserving that our chance to raise that, and it's a non-committal type of response.
Yeah.
I've thought about this case for a while, and one thing that occurred to me is, look, if this dude had an alibi during this time, meaning if he was somewhere else, I got to imagine there is at least some shred of evidence that he would have, that it would connect him to a different location than where the murders occurred, and he could bring that evidence forward. For example, if he was in his place where he was living near his school, and he was on the internet, his IP address would potentially show internet activity at that location. If he had a friend over, or a roommate, or some, or a family member or that was visiting, something. If he really had an alibi, I just think that would have come forward by now. And this sort of non-committal halfway type of filing that his attorneys filed, I think tells me when you read through the lines that there probably isn't any ironclad alibi here.
Then I guess that it's not surprising in many ways that there's not. I didn't really expect there to be, other than the grandstanding of he's looking forward to being exonerated. Okay, if you have something to exonerate your client with, then why are we not bringing it to the table right now? Why are we waiting for cross-examination where you may have something? That's not really necessarily an alibi at that point.
Yeah, no, I feel you. That's almost saying, like, we have some ways of attacking the claim that he was at the residence where the murders occurred. But that doesn't mean that he wasn't at the residence where the murders occurred. It just means that his attorneys are trying to do a good job of attacking the prosecution's evidence. As a lawyer reading that, what jumps out to me is, look, if he was somewhere else, I think he would have filed an alibi by now, and he hasn't. And so that's somewhat telling to me.
Is that statement going to hurt them in the long run? The evidence corroborating Mr. Koberger being at a location other than the King Road address will be disclosed pursuant to discovery and evidentiary rules, as well as the statutory requirements. The evidence corroborating that he was at another location, the only evidence that we have out there right now is corroborating that he was at the location based on the cell phone records. There already is evidence showing his location via cell phone, probably one of the best ways that we have to do that through GPS and triangulation, already shows him there. So to make a statement that we have evidence pointing that he was somewhere else, wouldn't you then have to be arguing someone stole his cell phone and took it on a joyride down to King Road, happened to be the night of the murder, that he had absolutely nothing to do with? It just seems rather preposterous and almost as if they may be inadvertently digging more holes for themselves right here.
Yeah, it could be problematic, especially in terms of the public eye and how the public is viewing this case. We're talking about it on this podcast. All the network outlets are following it. Everybody's watching. And so I think the public is going to have a similar reaction to what you just described. However, in that courtroom, in the trial, I don't think the jury is going to hear about this halfway invocation of a potential alibi defense later on. I think the jury is probably not going to get word of this filing and how his attorneys put that information. And the public is going to hurt him, yes. In the courtroom, I think less.
What do you make of the allegations of DNA being planted on the knife sheath by the police? Again, now we're going to the OJ territory of, we're going to go down this road and see if this one sticks. Again, is there something that they feel like they're going to get some sort of traction with this, or is this still, let's see what sticks, and really just trying to groom a potential juror pool to have some possible semblance of reasonable doubt?
I think, as we're all aware, the investigation took quite some time to really hone in on a suspect and to bring charges against an arrest. And I think what his camp is trying to signal is that, look, it was really circumstantial up until a point, and the authorities believe they needed the icing on the cake. They needed kind of the smoking gun, if you will. And so they took that extra step and planted this DNA evidence on a knife sheath. Now, I have no clue whether that happened or not.
Yeah.
But is it within the realm of possibility? Yes. Does it strain one's credulity to listen to that and say, oh, gosh, that must be what happened? Yes. And so I think with making such an inflammatory allegation that the police planted his DNA on that knife sheath, they better come with it. They better have something to back that up. I think just putting it out there without any kind of support is somewhat irresponsible. But maybe they have something. And if they did, that would blow this case wide open.
It certainly would if, in fact, they had something. It just, when you look at it from, I don't know, reality's glasses, you go, this is a department that it really hasn't dealt with a homicide in 8 years prior to this happening. I don't really take them as being the best experts at planting DNA, if anything, to begin with, more or less on the knife sheath, on the button that was underneath one of the bodies, the crime scene. It seems rather, I don't know, egregious. And why would you have not only all of the local police, you'd have all the FBI. There's a lot of people that were involved in this that were on the ground investigating. You'd have to almost assume that a good deal of them were in on some sort of a conspiracy to frame, of all people, Brian Koberger, a very average student at the university. So the idea just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Yeah, he's no OJ, right?
Yeah, he's no OJ.
He can't claim that he's famous and has these haters and people trying to hold him back. And that kind of thing that OJ was able to claim in his case. This is just some run-of-the-mill dude. They're, to suggest that, like you said, there's this massive conspiracy among authorities to plant evidence against him is a bold claim. It's very bold. But it's not unprecedented in modern times for this kind of thing to happen. And so I, at least, although it might be a little difficult, I'm going to keep an open mind until I hear what they have to back that up and to see where that takes.
What impact might the looming possibility of death have on some of these strategies and some of these statements that are being made? Is this something where we're going to really get all these things out there of possible doubt because maybe that will somehow lift the possibility of death off the table? If there could be that slight possible reason, maybe we got the wrong guy, but everything points to it. But worst case scenario, we just won't kill him. Is that part of the strategy, or could this embolden the prosecution even more to push for the death penalty because of the audacity of some of these claims?
Good question. The way that I'm seeing it, and I haven't read Idaho's death penalty statute too recently. I read it a few months ago, but in most states, all the defense needs is one person on that jury of 12 for a death penalty case who says, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm in favor of death for this person. And there's at least a mistrial at that point, and that's often considered a win for the defense. And like I said, is defense just trying to add up every little tidbit they can possibly find, give it to this jury and say, there's at least some question. There's at least some reluctance. There's some hesitation you're having based on this stuff, which means you cannot sentence him to death. That very well could be an approach the defense is taking. Now, is that going to stoke the ire of the prosecution and cause them to say, hey, this guy is claiming we're corrupt and dragging our names through the mud, this alleged mass murder. So we're going to really go after him. That could be an unintended response from some of these more audacious claims the defense is making recently.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Dom.
Minos. Price is higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 US Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $3 million for the most comprehensive plan. So if your money is stolen due to identity theft, they've got your back. If you have personal expenses while resolving identity theft, like paying for travel or extra childcare, LifeLock has your back. Need coverage for lost wages because work had to take a backseat throughout all this? You guessed it. LifeLock still has your back. Plus, there's coverage if you need to pay fees for lawyers and experts to resolve your case. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join today. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's hottest free-to-play.
Central Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.